And we did the man thing.
Humanity is even helpful.
But
said, you know, this all this nothing. Here's a man who spent hours alone. It's the most philosophical president that I think we have had, certainly in this century. All this nonsense. And he wanted examples, and I gave him some of our discussions about young people and about where this country is going. And it's certainly going to appear in his writing. I think, Mr. President, I wasn't putting him on. I meant to tell, when I came in, I wanted to tell you, if he can bring off 80% of what he says he will, and I don't see how the French can dare to stand out, you are going to have a smash in Europe at the end of this year, because nobody expects it. And they are willing to do great detail on security, great detail on economics, great detail on political consultation. All we need, if the Germans do it, the British will do it. I've already lined up the Belgians. So we got three strong supporters. The French and the Dutch are certainly, I haven't talked to them, the Dutch will certainly go along. I've got the Italians coming on Monday. They're just slaughtering with enthusiasm that anyone is taking them seriously. And if we can set up this pyramid of meetings, two in Brussels and a summit in Paris, and since no one expects anything to come out, it is better than what we had planned. And I think then, if one puts all of this in the Watergate context, Mr. President, by the end of this year, these guys are going to look like a bunch of dogs snapping at your heels again.
Go ahead.
They can't.
I'll go down and tell them I stole the whole thing myself and looked at all the documents. And that's how we won the election. That's if they want to hear true. I said, what's your goal, Senator? Who are you out to get?
Did you talk to him?
Yes. No, because I had to, because he had written a letter demanding documents, and said I'd like to call him about it. And I wanted to put it off so that I could see him. Why, it was a hairy conversation. Al sat there gulping, although he proved it. It's like the one I had with the Green. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Because you always do it in a very pleasant manner. I mean, you do it tough. You're there when you have zeal.
It's too damn pleasant than him, though. But I said, you know, what he wanted about the documents. I said, what do you want? He said, well, we can't. I said, tell us what you want. He said, well, we can't. We want any activities that have to do with water. I said, well, that's all mixed up. He said, well, we'd have our council come down and go through the documents. I said, no, Senator. That everything from your committee leaves. You know it. Yeah, that's what he finds. I said, I must give counsel to the time. And he said, well, how about having, because his letter said he wanted himself and members of his staff to come down and have a talk with me about this document thing. I said, Senator, no, I won't do that. I was really tough. I said, well, how about the other suggestion is for Senator Baker to be to come. I said, no, I said, Baker's no come. I'll see you alone. You want to come, but I can't do it this week. I said, I'm busy with economic matters. I've got to work on that. Summer time, everything. But he said, we got to screen these witnesses. Then we have 4 days of time to be on. And I said, who are you talking about? Paul Merriman. Yeah, Paul Merriman. I said, when are you going to hear him? He says, next week. I said, Senator, I don't think you're correct. I said, I don't think you're going to hear him for the next week. And he was sitting there. Of course, the old ass. Of course, I was right. He got it to him. And I said, as far as documents are concerned, I said, we can't try this. I said, a top secret document. You read one in the file. No reason not to talk to him. You can't.
Right,
this son of a bitch got away with this. He'll squeal, and the press will say the president was tough. I was decent, but I was very tough.
I think the press has had it, and they know it. I think they have had it.
Val said it's a usual thing on the document. And we've got Larry and Harlow, even Harlow, pushing for a compromise. Maybe we can give them some, you know, work something out and sit down with the committee and work it out. Let's not have a constitutional crisis. As Val said, it's just like Cambodia and troop withdrawals and everything else. Just sometimes you can't compromise. I'm not now, but a little early September, but I need Henry by
Well, Mr. President, you see, I now we can see the shape of this year. By the end of October, you're going to have a smash success in Europe. It's now guaranteed. If the Germans really deliver what they say, since we've got the French, Italians, and British, the French cannot hold on. Cannot hold out because we got the Belgian and Dutch. There's no one that won't go along with it. And so you'll be coming back from Europe with a great success. This will again throw the Brezhnev summit into a much better perspective. Incidentally, Scheele has said the first time he read that agreement for the prevention of nuclear war, he said, that's just nothing. The next time he read it, he said, that's interesting. The third time he read it, he said, this may turn into a historic document.
You and I know it does.
Okay.
Well, I was wondering, when you were checking on the communications, about running an ambassador.
Something that they can hold on to now.
Yeah.
And with its daily beating, this would give them a chance.